Hey guys, we got a good story tonight. Welcome everybody to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast for kids. And tonight we got a good story. I think it's a good story. You guys will have to be the judge of that. But remember our series about the lost coin?
Yeah.
Well, we kind of have some unanswered questions about that whole thing.
Yeah.
One of the big unanswered questions is, what's so important about this coin? Right? We never figured out about that. And we also never figured out where Uncle Mike disappeared to. Is he gone for good? Or does he come back into the story? Well, So let's continue on in our series and tell about the coin. It's not lost anymore. Little Billy found the coin, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He got the coin and he put the coin in his pocket. And Stella, she was so excited, she gave Billy a big hug, and they decided, well, the first thing we need to do is get off this mountain. And little Billy said to Stella, but we got to get out of here, and I want to go home, you know, to my real home. He said, I'm in this world, and I don't even know how to get off this world or planet. I don't know how to get home. I want to see my mom, and I want to see my dad, and I want to see my little brothers. I want to see Riley, and I want to see Sawyer. And Stella said, okay, little Billy, I will help you find your way back home so you can see your family and your little brothers. So they started walking, and there was a big cliff, and they climbed down a big cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff, there was a big cave, a big opening in the mountain. And they thought, well, maybe this is a shortcut down the mountain. It looked like it was a cave that had been made by miners, you know, people that were mining in the mountain. So they went in the cave, and there was a nice path in the cave, and there were some torches on the wall, and they grabbed a torch and they lit it up, and it really was good and light. There was a lot of light, and they noticed that they were walking down, and as they were walking, they heard some water running, and as they walked, they ran into a river. Like, the path just ended, and there was a great big river in front of them. And they looked at each other and they said, well, water flows down. We need to go down. So maybe we just... And they looked around and there was a boat there. And they said, well, should we get in the boat? And they talked about it for a couple minutes. And they decided, well, this might be the best way down. And they said, well, what if there's like a waterfall or something like that? You know, and then they looked and they thought about it and said, well, why would there be a boat here if you couldn't get in it and go? So they got in the boat and they started going down the river inside the middle of the mountain. And it was quite a ride. There was big twists and big turns, and there were some moments where they were almost going straight down. It was so steep. I mean, at a couple points they thought, boy, this is fun. But then other times they thought, boy, this is extremely scary. So as they're going down, they notice that there's all this writing on the sides of the river. And then they started seeing people that were standing there looking at them. But these weren't just any people. They were people with kind of, it looked like they had long hair, and their faces were painted completely white. they looked like they were native people. And they had really dark hair and kind of darker skin. And their faces were painted completely white. And they had spears. Some of them have big, long spears in their hand. And some of them had bow and arrows, they noticed. And as they were going down, they were going so fast. And one time, they noticed that there was one guy, and he looked like he was going to throw their spear right at him. And one other one did. He threw the spear, and he missed him by a long ways because they were going so fast down the water. Well, Stella, she said, "These are the natives. These are the people. They live on this mountain, and they're very, very dangerous. We have to get down in the boat, and we have to duck." And just then, they started shooting arrows at them, and some of the arrows stuck inside of the boat, in the side of the boat. And they were ducking down in the boat, and they were holding on as tight as they possibly could. And the river just never seemed to end. It was swooping them one way and swooping them the other way. And all the way, there was little times in which there would be a group of people standing there on the sides with their arrows and their spears, throwing them and shooting arrows at them. Well, they got down to the bottom of the mountain, and the river started to go flat, and it came out of the mountain. There was a big cave, and the river came out of the mountain, and it started to go nice, and they didn't have a paddle, so they couldn't get to the edge of the water, but they noticed that there was a village off in the front of them. There was all these little buildings and little huts and houses. And Stella said, "That's a native village. We can't go through that village. We'll get caught for sure." And Stella and Billy, they tried everything they could to get to the side of the river. But the river was going too fast. They couldn't jump out of the boat because they were scared, because the water was going too fast. And they tried to use their hands as paddles and scooch to the edge, but they couldn't get there. And so the city, the village was getting closer and closer all the time, and they were trying, and they were just about ready to jump out and just chance it. They were going to chance it. And so, but right then, the boat got caught in a net. The natives had put a net to catch fish across the river. And the boat hit that net. And right then, Stella and Billy jumped out, but they jumped out and they got caught up in that net. And right then, there was some natives on the side that grabbed them and pulled them out. And they grabbed them and they tied their hands up and they tied their feet up and they put them on a stake. They tied their hands to a stake and they tied their feet to a stake and they lifted them up and they were carrying them into the village. The end. Wonder what's going to happen.
Part 2 now.
Well, we'll do part 2 tomorrow. Okay?
Tomorrow night.
All right. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for today. Thank you that our cousins got home today. They were traveling. And we pray that you would be with these boys and help them to have a good night's sleep tonight. I pray that you would help them to grow up to be big and strong, to love you with all of their heart. I pray that you would use them in great and mighty ways. And we pray that you would help them to have a good day at school tomorrow and learn lots. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.